Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. We give honor to the Most High God, who's worthy to be praised. Also on the line is Pastor Terry White of Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise God. Amen. We want to thank God for being alive on today and for God just being so good, a way making God, a God that can do anything but fail, a God who is on our side, amen, and has our best interest at heart. Praise God. Thanking God for all of his love, grace, and mercy. Thanking God for our chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn, and her family. Thanking God for the woman of God and all that she is doing, kingdom for the Lord and the work of God. Amen. We thank God so much for the blessed, sweet spirit of our late apostle, Apostle Durr. Praise God. Thank God for the woman of God and her great teaching and preaching and the life that she has lived, that she lived for God. Amen. Thank God for all of the number one as well as the number two church. Praise God. Assistant Pastor Mary Williams for Pastor Johnson, for Elder and Minister James and Yvette Smith. Praise God for all of the number two church. Amen. The ministers, evangelists, the youth, the adults, everyone in one and two, everyone in their respectable place. We just thank God for just being so good, a good God that is truly worthy to be praised and a God that can do anything but fail. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have a word of prayer and just thank God for his love, grace, and mercy and all that he is in our lives, amen, and all that he has done for us, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. For truly God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come back before your throne of mercy and grace, Father God, to lift up the name of Jesus that is worthy to be praised, God. We thank you and praise you for you are God, and besides you, there is no other. We thank you for, Lord Jesus, just looking down upon us, Father God, and having mercy upon us, Lord God, being better to us than we could ever be to ourselves, Father God. Lord, for blessing the body of Christ as a whole and the church ministries, Father God. Lord, for shelter, food, and clothing, for, Lord, just keeping us in the right mind and giving us strength to go on from day to day, Father God. We just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God. We pray for the government in America and all around the world, Father God. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, ones that are incarcerated, Lord, justly or unjustly, Father God.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It may be a little bit of technical difficulty, but God is the one that will resolve it all. Praise God. Again, this is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Praise God. Under the leadership of the Holy Ghost and Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, our very fine chief apostle. Thanking God also on today to my husband, Pastor Terry White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2, and all of the saints of God, the people of God, in the Sunshine of Faith ministry, the people of God everywhere, the youth, the adults, everyone in their respective place, just thanking God for all of our families, natural families, our spiritual families, for God just being a good God who is worthy to be praised. Amen. We do lift up the Lord on today, and we just thank God for just being so good to us, a God, again, who is so worthy to be praised. Amen. A God with all power in his hand. Amen. And I just want to thank God for being a God that is so merciful and kind and forgiving God, a God that doesn't grant unto us what we deserve and gives us so many things that we do not deserve in the way of his goodness, his love and grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to thank God for being a saving God on today. We do offer unto you the invitation unto Christ.
If you don't know Christ, today is a great day to be saved, as my husband, Pastor White, would say. And above all, as the word of God declares, for today is the day of salvation. Amen. And let us make our election sure, praise God, that we have chosen Christ. Praise God. And if you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sins, you can receive him now by believing that he is the only Son of the true and the living God. Amen, praise God. And that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world, my sins, your sins, and that he was raised again from the dead. Amen. He died a willing death. Amen. Man couldn't take his life. The devil couldn't take his life. Amen. He willingly laid it down. Amen. For the sins of the world, that we might be saved and have a right to the tree of life. Amen. You can believe on Christ today, and he will become your Savior. Believe that he is the only Son of the true and living God, and that he was raised again on the third day by God the Father with all power in his hand. Praise God. And it's because of his love that Christ did that work for us, praise God. He didn't have to do it, but he did, praise God, because he loved us, amen. And that's John 3:16, praise God. That is the gospel, hallelujah, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, his only son from glory, amen. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him, believeth on him, should not perish but have everlasting life. Believe on Christ today. Amen. Praise God. And after God raised him from the dead, praise God, he sat him on his right side, and that's where he is seated, amen, in heaven on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Praise God on today. He's still a God of all power. He's still a Savior, amen, on today. He's still a way maker. He's still a bridge over troubled water. A mind revelator. He is a mighty heart fixer on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we love the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Because he first loved us. Hallelujah. We were headed, and maybe some of us did go into a shipwreck. Oh, but God, our Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus, our Savior. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, our rescuer. Praise God, snatched us up out of those jagged rocks. Praise God, and placed us on a shore of safety. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the Savior of the world. He is our healer on today. He is our way maker on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to serve the Lord. Amen. It's time to love him. It's time to praise him. It's time to lift him up. Praise God, it's time to exalt him. Hallelujah. To the highest of heavens. Amen. And that's why I say, if you don't know Christ on today, you are missing out on the best thing that could ever happen, that would ever happen, that shall ever happen to you. Amen. Because Jesus, amen, amen. I believe James Cleveland, amen. I believe he penned the song. I believe he sang the song that Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Truly, amen. As a child of God, Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might meet many people in this world, some considered famous and prominent and, hallelujah, noble and kind, hallelujah. But you and I will never meet anyone like Jesus. Hallelujah. We will never meet anyone who is the lover of our souls. Hallelujah. We won't ever meet anyone that created our spirits and souls and our bodies, praise God, our very being, hallelujah. It is Jesus. It is the one. Hallelujah. He is the one. Hallelujah. Sent from heaven to earth. Hallelujah. To die on our behalf. Hallelujah. He lived a sinless life. Hallelujah. No wrong, no sin, no guile was found in him. Hallelujah. But we come to lift up Jesus on today and let the world know that we serve a worthy God. God. We serve a worthy Savior. We serve, hallelujah, on today, hallelujah, righteous judge, hallelujah, who will help us through the tests and trials of life, praise God. And then he will equip us, he will build us up, he will shape and mold us, and put his word within us, in our spirits and in our mouths, that we can go and let someone know of his goodness, of his grace. And then he will, hallelujah, before he sends us, as we're on the journey, as he's preparing us for the way, he will endue us with power from on high, to do his will in this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be his representatives, to be his ambassadors in the land. Hallelujah. He said he will, he shall keep a remnant in the land, a people that will hear and obey, and that will do the work and the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. That don't mind having God's spirit down on the inside. That dunamis and that getting up power. Hallelujah. That will change a life. Hallelujah. That will destroy the works of the enemy. That will let the world know that God is real. Hallelujah. And that his ministers are flames of fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. Unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Unto holiness. For holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. He will, hallelujah, come upon you. Hallelujah. He will send his power. After that, the Holy Ghost and the anointing have come upon you. Hallelujah. Through faith and belief, confessing that Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, by believing in your heart that he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. And getting a determination in your spirit and mind that you're going to live for him all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Come what may. Hallelujah. Come what might. You're going to hold on to his unchanging hand. The waters might rise and the fires might burn. But if you and if I, if we hold on to Jesus, hallelujah, and let him be our guide, he will see us through. He will work it out. And he wants us to know that even now, we win, we win, we win. Hallelujah. That's why he said, read the book. Hallelujah. He said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. Come to know me and the pardon of your sins. Come to know that I will lift you up. Hallelujah. Come to know that I will be your leaning post. Hallelujah on today. God is a good God who truly is worthy to be praised. Amen. And the Lord wants us to remember today, amen, Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is, as King David said, my shepherd. I shall not want. In order for us to be able to say Psalm 23, verse 1, that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, he must be Lord over our lives. He must be our Savior. He must be the one that we are depending on to be our guide. to lead us through life. Jesus said that he is that light, a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. If we don't know which way to go, which way to turn, I'm telling you today that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way you and I must go. For there is no other name. Hallelujah. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men, mankind, must be saved. Can't be saved by any other name. And there are many names, and there are many religions, there are many things that people want to call on in a time of trouble. But Jesus Christ is the only name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Hallelujah. If we're going to be saved, it's only through and by the name of Jesus. Let us not be fooled or duped or hoodwinked. Hallelujah. Thinking that we can come any other way. For the word of God declares, if we come any other way, we come as a thief and a robber, and we are not of his fold. Hallelujah. Song say, can't get over, can't get under, around. Can't get over, can't get under or around, but we must come through the door. Must come through the door. Hallelujah. God's kingdom only has a front door. We must come through the door. Christ, he stands and he knocks at the door of our hearts. And he's asking so many, and he's asked time and time again, when will you answer the call of my invitation for you to come unto me? To stay close to me. To learn of me. He said, I knock. He said, lo, I knock at the door. And if you open the door, if you answer and you open the door, I will come in, Jesus said. I will come in and sup with you. I will come in and communicate with you, have a relationship with you. I'm preaching to myself. But yet also to you. Let us answer the knock of Jesus on our hearts, our spirits. He has so much that he wants to tell us, but we must answer the knock of Christ on the hearts of our spirit and our hearts. We've got to stop leaving Christ on the other side of the door. We've got to answer the knock and let him come in. Because he has things that he wants to reveal unto us and to let us know and to behold unto us. But if we don't answer the knock at the door, we won't know what it is. We won't know what the mysteries are. We won't know what Christ is trying to reveal unto us. We won't learn of the revelations. Amen. Is he knocking on the door of your heart and spirit today regarding what he would be able to tell you or I? Whether it's something he wants us to do or something he wants us to stop doing, where he wants us to go, or is it somewhere he wants us to not go? Remember, our scripture focus today is Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Is my shepherd. I should have no problem with answering the knock of Christ on the door of my spiritual heart. Amen. It's time to answer the door. Christ has been he's been knocking long enough. It's time to answer the door. Because Christ only loves us, only wants the best for us. Jeremiah 29 and 11, Christ said, I know the plans that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not evil. Thoughts to give you and I, and expect it in. Praise God. So let's acknowledge him today. Let's praise him. Let's draw close unto him and receive the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let's be strengthened by his word and what he would have us to do and to say and to go. For in Christ we live as believers in Christ. In Christ we live, we move, and we have our being. And if Christ is our shepherd on today, we should be answering the knock on the spiritual door of our hearts. Amen. Let's truly allow Christ to be our shepherd on today. I want to give points of contact for the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries under the leadership of the Holy Ghost and Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, our great apostle. You can reach Apostle Ogburn for prayer and Christian counseling, praise God, by calling the woman of God at area code 301-732-0461. Area code 301-732-0461, and you can reach, amen, the Secretary of Sunshine of Faith, praise God, the great woman of God, Minister Yvette Smith, praise God. You can reach her for service times, locations, amen, service times and location at area code 240-554-7416. Area code 240-554-7416. The man of God, Pastor Terry White, for prayer and Christian counseling, you can reach the man of God at area code 863-279-2332. Area code 863-279-2332. Amen. And as Apostle Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.